letters of the Rebbe in volume 11. So this is dated the second day of Tammuz, Tavshin Tezvov, letter number 3602, Brooklyn Sholem Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I am responding to your letter dated the 25th day of Sivan. And for sure, the Rebbe said you already received a response to your previous letter. So the Rebbe blesses him now that the fact that you have been accepted formally on your position, and I guess the talking about also they have dedicated, I guess, the sum of money, the kitzva shaloi, I believe that means the funding for his new position has been officially, basically confirmed. And as you point out, as you notify, that this will bring out inner strength to fulfill this position, this job, with more force and with more strength. And also those who you influence, that they will improve their preparation for to be able to receive the flow, to be able to receive your instructions, so that everybody should fulfill their mission in the world. So you should be able to do a better job. Those who listen to you should improve to prepare themselves properly, so that we can all fulfill our mission in the world. As the Mishnah says, that I have been created to serve my Creator Hashem. The reason we are here in this world is to serve Hashem, so that we should all be able to do that in a better way. But the Rebbe says, especially in our days, we live in a time in which darkness is doubled and quadrupled. There is an exile that blocks, obscures greatly, to the extent that people say that light is darkness, and they say that darkness is light. That's how much the confusion and the obscurity of people being confused. And even in places that the human intellect, if you only have a healthy understanding, realizes, recognizes that it's false. So therefore, it is therefore necessary to have the luminary of Torah, which is the study of the inner part of Torah, going in its direct, following its directives and contradictions. That is what is referred to, the Chassidus, the luminary of Torah. The inner part of Torah is referred to by the Raya Mehemna. That's the section in the Zohar which is called the Raya Mehemna, that is the faithful shepherd, which refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. Those are sayings in the Zohar based on the Raya Mehemna, the true shepherd, the faithful shepherd, the shepherd of all of the Jewish people. And not only the one who redeemed us in the first place, which Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, was the faithful shepherd who led the Jewish people out of Egypt, but he is also the Goel Acharon, he's also the redemption at the end. So it says there that the inner part of Torah is called the tree of life, versus the Eitz Hadas, in the Gan Eden, you had the tree of Das, and then you had the tree of life. In the tree of life, there is no hold to the other side, to the negativity. So it's essential today, because of we're living in such a dark, obscure times in which things are so confused, it's more important to learn and to connect with the tree of life, which is the inner part of Torah, as the language taken from the Rayim Hemna in the portion of Nosoi and brought down in the Holy Letters of the Alter Rebbe, chapter 26. And then the Rebbe says, if you learn and you intersperse it, or you learn the luminary, the inner part of Torah, then it's fulfilled the saying of our sages of blessed memory with regards to the story, the study of Torah, and generally, that if you have a merit, it becomes for you a drug that gives life. Which means, the Gemara says there too, the Rebbe doesn't say this openly, but the Rebbe is intending this, that sometimes you can learn Torah, and as the Gemara says, it becomes to you a drug of opposite of life. In other words, people can sometimes learn Torah, and the Torah that they're learning is not a positive. If they learn Torah, especially when it gets involved other matters, their one's ego once forgets about that he's learning the Torah Hashem. They learn it in order to brag, or they learn in order to be able to debate, or various different things. But in order to make sure that the Torah becomes a sam chayim, it becomes a drug for life, it gives you life, all of the Torah, you need to study the inner part of Torah and to follow its directives and its customs. And then you get to fulfill the saying of our sages that it becomes a drug for life. As explained at length in the Kuntres, the booklet Eitz Chaim from the Rebbe Rashab. And it's also understood based on what Reb Chaim Vital writes about this at length in his introduction to the Gate of Introduction. He writes very awesome, wondrous words about it with blessing. Apparently, he was accepted in his job as I'm not sure, either as a mashpia or what, it's hard to tell from here without it, but in any event, in a position of influence, and the Rebbe is congratulating him for that, but the Rebbe says this should improve his preparation, the students' of preparation, and as the Rebbe points out, that in our confused generations, when people are just mixing things up, it's very important to learn the inner part of Torah, which is the Ilana Dechayim, who has no grasp for any negativity, and that assures that his Torah will be properly and would become a Sam Chaim, a drug for life.